The Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. That's right. Just because you're saved or a Christian or love God or you're even being obedient to God does not exclude us from trials in life. There may be seasons where we walk in darkness, but my friend, that doesn't mean that God is angry with you. Doesn't mean you're out of the will of God. It just means that for a season, you're going through a difficult time.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so delighted to have you with us on Truth in Fact, and I pray that you're having a blessed day, and I pray that God's Word would strengthen and encourage you, as it does me as well. Don't you love the Word of God? Thank God we have the Word of God that we can meditate on it day and night. We can know it, we can study it, and to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the Word of Truth. We are in the book of Job in the Old Testament. Chapter 1, I'll read verse 20. Then Job arose and rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. That's right, Job is going through a great trial in his life, more than we can ever comprehend. And yet, what does he do? Does he get mad at God? No. Does he yell at God? No. Does he get angry with the Lord? No. Does he shake his fist at God? The answer is no. What does he do? He worships the Lord. And I pray that we could do the same thing. Maybe you're walking through darkness right now, but don't let that darkness walk in you. Maybe you're going through the trial of trials right now, and you wonder, what are you going to do? How are you going to get through this? Well, I know the one thing we need to do, even though we may not have all the answers, we can turn to the Lord, can't we? That's right. We can trust in the living God. He's all-knowing, everywhere, everywhere present God, and He is the one that can give us wisdom. He's the one that can guide our steps, and that's what I desire. I want God to guide my steps. The steps of a good man, the Bible says, are ordered of the Lord. They're directed of God. So I don't know about you, but I need Him to guide my steps today and every day. In fact, I don't want to guide my own steps. I tried that for many years. You know what? It doesn't work. I need the Lord, just like you need the Lord. The whole world needs the Lord. And I pray that they would acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord and accept Him as their Lord and their Savior. But what about Job? Well, he's blameless. It doesn't mean he's perfect. It means that he's upright. He walks before the Lord. He loves God. He fears the Lord. He shuns evil. And Job needed a Savior just like you and I needed a Savior. He needs God just like we need God. But Job finds himself one day going through this great trial in his life. But we must realize that whether we're a Christian or no Christian, trials and hardships will come. The Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And life is not always easy. There are unexpected storms, difficulties, and there may be periods in your life that you may walk through darkness. But it's in that darkness that we can have greater revelation of God. He will show you things about yourself, and also will have greater revelation of who God is. Now, being a Christian does not exclude us from trials. In fact, we can turn to the book of Romans in chapter 5, and it says in verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way we can be justified by faith. It's the only way we can have salvation or have peace with God is through Him, and by whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So we joy in the Lord. We rejoice in Him. And not only so, but it says this in verse 3, we glory in tribulations also. Wait a minute. Did you say glory? Yeah, we glory or we joy or rejoice in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations does something. Well, what does it do? It worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. In other words, I know this one thing, that God will use the trial or the circumstance to strengthen you, that we might have patience, that we might have endurance, that regardless of what we go through, we will not give up, but we will trust in a living God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.